Evans and Gambo, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
That's right. The NHL draft is tomorrow. In fact, we've got a draft party show. We are going to be live out on the road tomorrow at Wasted Grain in Old Town Scottsdale for the Coyotes draft party. If you want to come by, say hi, RSVP using the link on the Coyotes Twitter account. Joining us right now from the site of this year's NHL draft, that would be Nashville, the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Bill, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. I imagine you are the most popular GM at the in Nashville right now. 12 picks across both days, 7 selections in the first 3 rounds. I mean, I was even just looking at all your draft, and I know you love second round picks because you got a good history of hitting between 70 and 88. You got 4 picks between 70 and 88. You must be the most popular guy in Nashville.
I am. Well, nobody really ever likes a coyote, do you? I mean, you know, if you're in Arizona, they're always looking for your dog. They're always looking for something to eat. You know, we're the same way. we're always looking to steal picks and players. So, but no, it's. I mean, listen, we're in a good situation. You know, we're going to pick high. We got 2 great picks, and there's some good players there. I'm excited. You know, teams are, you know, obviously everybody's jockeying and calling and going through all the, you know, the steps that you go through. But we're excited where we are, and it's going to be a great day for us.
Well, you know, last year, I think you made 4 trades, I think. I mean, you were very busy, very active. Yeah. You've made trades before. With all the picks that you have, do you anticipate that you're going to make a few more trades tomorrow?
You never know. You know, as you get closer, things appear sometimes that normally you don't. So you don't want to rule out anything. But to be honest with you, I mean, if we just stay in where we are and pick away, we're going to get some good talent there. But that doesn't mean we won't change. You know, somebody offers us the world to move. You never know. But for the most part, I would think we're just going to pick and that's an exciting time for the staff to be able to finally get up there and get into some more talent and add some more players for the Yotes.
All right. The thing I want to know, first and foremost, matching suits again tomorrow for you and the crew? And if so, what color are we going with, Bill?
Well, I can't give that top secret stuff, but I can tell you we will be matching. And we got a different color, and the boys are excited about that. It's kind of a little bit of our culture and our identity. Okay. There'll be a mass of certain color going through the crowds tomorrow, and it'll be the Yotes. The Yotes Army will be walking down the street, and there'll be about 40 of them wearing the same suit. So it's going to be a good time.
Is it going to pop a little bit more than the blueberry colored suits you guys wore last year?
Because it's going to pop. You're going to like it. You're going to like the look. There's a couple special things on the arms too. We've taken it to a new level. So certainly going to make our mark on the draft, not only with the suits but the picks too. It's going to be a big day.
Was there, I mean, it had to be initial disappointment when the draft lottery came and you guys ended up 6th, because we know how good the top 3 guys are in this draft. But as you do more and more homework on this draft, this is a really good, talented forward class for the NHL draft, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and listen, there's good forwards in there. And there's later on, there's some good players. I know we've got some thirds, 4 thirds. It's just a great opportunity for our staff to go to work and pick, you know, in the first round, you get excited about some of those guys that are sitting there. And, you know, for us as an organization, we're getting to the point where we're not only making steps with the big club and it's coming together. If we can draft well behind the scenes and then slowly just let these players come into our lineup over the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to be, we're going to put together a good roster, a roster that's going to give us a chance to win a championship.
I know, you know, everybody's looking for defensemen, but is this, you know, from everything that I've read and everything that, you know, my knowledge of the draft, it's not the best class for defensemen, better for forwards. Do you agree with that?
Listen, where we're picking, you're going to get what you need, whether you pick a D-man or a forward. You're going to get what you need. So I think that's the excitement. There's both for us. If we choose to go the forward route, there's going to be talented forwards. And if we choose to go down to grab a D-man, there's going to be a talented defenseman there too. So, you know, either way we go, come draft day, we're going to add some talent to the organization.
Yeah, let's not forget, I mean, the talent that you guys already have, guys like, you know, Dylan Gunther and Logan Cooley and even Josh Doan. I mean, you've got a lot of good prospects already, so this is just going to be adding to what is already a talented young core that you hope to build around.
Yes, and I agree with that. You know, Logan Cooley, not only rated from our staff, is one of the best prospects in the National Hockey League, but he's rated on three other publications as being the number one rated prospect in the world. So we're excited about him, along with Gunther and Lamoureux and the Geekies of the world and the Dudas. We've got some very talented kids coming our way, and we're hoping to add to that over the next 3 years with all our picks. And obviously we've added, if you look at the guys that we got on waivers last year with Ingram and Valimaki, and now we've just added Durzi on a trade. Our team is slowly coming along up top, and we're slowly adding more prospects. And it's just a matter of time as we get the young kids into the lineup that we're going to have a chance to compete for playoffs.
Since you, Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, since you mentioned Durzi, I wanted to ask you about him. 24-year-old defenseman, you made the trade over the weekend, sending a second-round pick that you got from Montreal back in 2021 in a Dvorak trade. Tell me about Durzi, what he adds, and why you guys targeted him.
Well, he to us, is a defenseman that can really add in on the power play. He's a volume puck mover. He does a great job moving the puck, coming out of his own end in the neutral end transition, just in the forwards. He gets the puck up there. Got a great shot from the point. He distributes it. He can bring the puck up on the power play. He's got a lot of different elements. The thing that you really get excited would make a top 4D is they can play in all the moments. And he kills penalties too. So he's got an opportunity to move in there and take charge of that. And, we had moved out Gostisbehere, and he can come right in and take his place and add in and give us that offensive flair from the backside and somebody that we desperately need. He's a threat with his shot from the point. So he has a great chance to make some good impact. And I know our forward group was excited just because of his power play ability.
Yeah, and I thought he had a really good year last year, right? 9 goals, 29 assists. He had 38 points in 72 games. Good right-handed shot. Only 24 years old. Was part of it because he's going to be a restricted free agent after this next season, correct?
Yes, correct. You know, and he's for us, where we're at, he's in that same age group, too. He's the same age as the Valimakis and the Kellers of the world and the Barrett Hayden. He's right in the Krauses. He's right into that same age group as we're trying to build around. So for us, he was the right fit contract-wise, along with skill-wise and age-wise. He's a good fit for this organization.
Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Were you surprised, not surprised, disappointed in Logan Cooley's decision to return to Minnesota for his sophomore season?
Well, listen, at the end of the day, it's the player's choice. Logan had a great season. I think he felt like in his blood that there was some unfinished business. You know, he had lost the Hobie Baker. He had lost in the national championship game, and he didn't win the World Juniors. And those were goals that he set out that he wanted to get accomplished. And I think he had some disappointment because he didn't reach those goals. We'll see. You never know. Maybe he comes later on in the summer. Who knows? We're still optimistic about the fact that, what we have for him is opportunity, an opportunity to play on a good team and be a key contributor. We're still optimistic about it. I know he's made his commitment, but I didn't get this job because I don't get first and second efforts.
I don't doubt it.
Let's make sure we plug the Italian on this show. We got to do that. Matias Maccelli, 2022-23, all-rookie team. You've got to be very, very, very proud of him. Fourth-round draft pick. I mean, in 2019, had an unbelievable year. First player in the history of the organization to pace rookies in assists. He had 38. Just a tremendous year. It's nice to see him get honored on that NHL all-rookie team.
Absolutely. You know, he didn't win the Rookie of the Year in Bernier's. He was well-deserved. But our guy, Maccelli, I thought was in that same class. I thought that he's somebody that, let's be honest, if you're playing on the East Coast, maybe, he gets more recognition. But where he was and how he fit into our lineup, he was a star for us. And he's got some great ability. He's got some great potential to be an impact player for us. He's a special passer. He can bring you right out of your seat with some of the plays he makes coming across the offensive line. So he was just a huge impact player for us, and hopefully he can go home in the summer, train, come back a step forward, and then just really take his game to that next level. And I think the other thing about, as we're talking about awards, I know Clayton Keller, our number one player, was up for the Masterton Award last night. He didn't get it. Chris Letang got it for Pittsburgh. But what he did, for me, I grew a huge amount of respect for a guy that had a streamer snapped in half. And, you know, he absolutely got crushed on the play, came back, didn't miss a game, and had the best season of his life. You know, he was honored last night. He didn't win the award, but he was honored. And it was a special moment for our organization just because it showed his commitment to being an impact player for this organization. He didn't take a game off. And that was credit to him and what he did in the summer to get back.
We're late for a break, but I really wanted to quick, before we say goodbye, I wanted to ask you about Connor Ingram and the decision to re-sign him. Yeah. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, he put in one of the best goaltending performances in the last 7 years I've seen in my eyes and in the analytical world. He was phenomenal. He had a great year. He took steps, and for us, you know, we see the ability that he's going to challenge at some point to be a number one goaltender. He's got special ability, and I think there's more that he has. He's still got more potential. He's going to give us a chance to compete every night, him and Veggie, and hopefully push this organization to the next level. We like what we saw last year. We picked him up off waivers, and I think he's got more to give. And truly, I think he's got an opportunity to be a number one goaltender in the National Hockey League. So we're looking forward to seeing him back on the ice with us in the fall.
Appreciate the time, Bill, as always. Best of luck with the draft tomorrow, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Take care.